Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Hello, welcome once again to The Mailbag with
the
myself.
Mailbag.
The Mailbag.
The Mailbag.
Here once again indeed. But if that song drove you up the wall, fear not, because I have 12 songs, I think, more or less, maybe even more, that people have sent in. We're not going to listen to all of them in full
length.
Okay,
hang on. So this is what happens though, right?
What?
Like we showed off some songs people have sent in. They made like, what, 6? Now we got 12. If we do this, they're going to have 24. Next though, we want to be careful.
I'm filtering them.
Okay.
Trust me.
The gates are open.
So for example, this is from Brandon. This is a country song. I've put it in general. If you guys are ready, we'll play.
Did he do one before?
I don't know. Are you ready?
Oh, I recognize the name. Anyway, all right. Sure.
3, 2, 1, play.
It's time again to all tune in to the
I love the country ones.
Sampirian. They'll read your questions and your tales, complain about the state of rail. It ain't the most highbrow show you'll ever see.
Aw,
thanks.
But it's the only show for dumb fucks like you and me. The mailbag.
Really?
It's awesome. It's so good.
Wow, so a casual little burn in there.
Yeah,
I love that.
So Brandon, the auto-tune twang is so strong in your country song.
I know. Yeah. I think that most of these are AI. So I think they've given them to an AI. I'd say 99% of the songs I've received, there are some where a lad has made them, but a lot of these are, they give the prompt to the AI. So, for example, this is another song. This is for Lose News. So this is
right.
your little news section, Lewis, all right? This is
okay.
This
Lose
is 2
news.
Minutes, so we're not going to listen to all 2 minutes because it gets repetitive.
As okay. if I need a song about my segment that doesn't exist. Okay.
It exists. Every Triforce, we're like, let's do some,
we're
some news.
We're forcing it to exist now.
We are.
Oh,
it
I
now
see,
exists.
I
all right.
see.
So this is
okay.
Lose News. You ready? 3,
yeah.
2,
yeah,
1,
sure.
play. All right,
God, right.
You can stop that because it's 2
it
minutes
could,
of that.
It could be a jingle for a brand new show that's all about updates about Rebecca Lewis.
It could be.
It sounds like
lose news. So here is
remind me who Rebecca Lewis is.
What is she up to now? She's the one who allegedly had an affair with David Beckham back in the day. You remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I thought she was.
And then I think
football,
she went on to have a career at the Mirror or the Mail or something.
Knows,
she. Yeah. But I don't know if it was ever proven.
Maybe not.
Oh,
so
maybe she just right.
This is number 2. This is Lose News 2.
Right. Right.
3, 2, 1, play.
Lose News. Lose News.
Oh, that's. That's got some pep.
These are great. Just like a little that first bit is just such a good little jingle. They both have these.
I know.
They both have like 10
You can imagine
jingles.
Being in a car, the smell of hot coffee in your car at 6 a.m. stuck
yeah.
in traffic and this plan.
So there is a theme here. This is Lose News 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? 3,
yeah.
2,
yeah,
1,
sure.
play.
Lose News. Lose News. Here comes the Lose News.
We gotta play some of these in. It'll make the podcast sound so professional.
I know.
This right. sounds This sounds like Absolute Radio or something, you know, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it's like shitty car radio. You turn it on and this is playing.
Did you like
news? It sounds
like music
just
be made
ready.
For
lose news.
Under an advert or a crappy show jingle.
All right, well, get ready because here's Lose News 4.
Oh my God,
please.
3, 2, 1.
Some of it is about gaming.
Oh, this is what we need for the to make things more highbrow.
This is if the Lose News was some classic FM.
Some of it is about gaming.
Some of it is about games.
I don't know why I'm stopping that one, by the way. I don't know why they all have to feature Lose News, some of it is about gaming. Like, that line features in all of them. So
I think it's called Sono, right?
Right.
The Suno or whatever, the make a song about anything. A bunch of people in all my WhatsApp groups have been making them about various things. You could just type in a dumb thing. You can literally type in a ChatGPT prompt and it will say... it will start making something.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah.
Well, here's Lose News 5. You ready? 3, yeah. 2, oh 1, play.
Lose News. Here comes your Lose News. Pop News. Some of it is about gaming.
All right, I'm stopping that one.
Yeah, oh my
here's
God.
The problem. They're all far
oh
too long.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
But
these are so funny.
If you enjoyed that, here's Lose News 6.
Please, oh who's making these?
5, 4, 3, 2, play.
Here comes the Lose News. Gotta spread the word. A jingle in the
this is like the montage of Dawson's Creek, you know, when Pacey tells Joey that she doesn't want to date him anymore.
Yeah, oh my God. And that she's got incurable cancer.
Yeah, but then he gets a job at a car wash and works really hard all summer, save up money, so that he can go on a trip to Europe.
Oh, so tragic.
I know.
Lose News singing gonna make you smile. All right, so this is another, this is just a mailbag jingle, this one.
Right.
All right,
okay,
are you ready?
God.
This is mailbag jingle. 3, 2, 1, play.
Mailbag.
Sounds like a sinister clown at a kid's party.
Questions.
Why are there kids cheering?
I don't know.
Mailbag, bitch.
It's too creepy for me.
I love this.
It's a banger.
Oh.
Answering your questions.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. So I don't know if that was that was
mailbag. I'd kind of like
Aled.
That.
Thank you, Aled, for that.
Aled,
one.
That
thank
is
you.
It's got something special about it. This one.
This
thank
is
so
mailbag
much.
Jingle AI 01. Ready? 3, 2, 1, play.
The mailbag. It's the mailbag. It's the best time of the week. When you mail it, we talk and talk and talk and shit all over it. It's the mailbag here once again.
Right, I'm stopping that one.
Okay.
I'm stopping that
it's
one.
Very, there's a lot
it's
of
very
like,
Frank Ocean, I'd say.
It's very descriptive as well. These are all very like, they kind of, the first line of the lyrics is what it is. The second line is like a shitty description of what it is.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe you'll like this one. This is Swinging Sassy Jingle. Are you
right.
ready for this one?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, this
we've
could...
We've got a mailbag swinging in time. Two stamps and letters, the rhythm's just fine. Lewis, Sips, and Pyrion, they know. Through rain or sunshine, the mail must flow. Give us that postage tune
this
and
is a silly
let's
one.
Sail.
Good, though. Good.
It's
impressive.
This is all... This whole mail. Thing it just makes you want to talk about the Drake, Kendrick...
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about that in a minute.
That is fucking astonishing.
This is the mailbag shuffle. This one I liked. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, this is more like... This is like fucking 11 a.m. Radio 2, baby.
God, it's every genre. They've sent us every genre.
I know.
This is like 90s...
Yeah.
Poppy rock. It's... This is... I think this was our Eurovision entry in 1991.
Yeah.
It's too disco. It's too dance.
It's nice. Right, well,
this
I'll
is
stop
great.
It.
That's
it.
Perfect.
It's a good one. It's a good one. This
yeah.
is
it is a good one.
All right, so this is Triforce Mailbag Jingle 1.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, play.
The Mailbag
mailbag. The mailbag here once again. The mailbag. The mailbag.
I love this one.
The mailbag here once again.
The singer sort of sounds like a blend of U2 combined.
Oh, this is perfect. This
one has a really weird bit here where it's just extended with no lyrics. Just this. For like
it's,
the rest
it's nice
of the jingle.
Though. It's kind of,
it
why
is.
I love how he says
there?
Bag. The mail bag.
Mail bag. So I'm going to stop it. That's it. It just has a massive outro.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't really know why. But
it's actually spectacular.
It is
the
great.
Way he sings
try,
it.
Try this one. This is Mailbag
like
Jingle
musical.
Jingle 2.
It's like a musical.
All right, 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, yeah. The mailbag. Wow.
Here once again.
Here once again.
Fucking hell.
Leon Sips and Lewis.
Have a tiny penis. Oh my god! Oh, that's good.
That's so good.
Oh.
I think that's amazing.
That's incredible.
Oh, it's so good.
I have a tiny
oh,
penis.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
And then it's a long, very long
very
fade
long
out.
Fade
so
out.
I'm
well,
gonna
we can trim the long
but,
fade outs and stuff. We can trim out, right?
I like, just think I have a tiny penis.
It's
so
for me.
Good.
It's either that one that we just listened to, which yeah. is really good, or that hip hop one we listened to
yeah.
a couple of weeks ago.
So this is the last one. This is Mailbag. Okay. So just play this one.
I fell into the Tap Horse Mailbag.
Okay. I like the country ones. Mailbag.
That's it.
That's it. Perfect. That is so perfect. Well, obviously, it needs like the bit to fade out over, right? So I don't yeah. mind a little bit of music afterwards so it can fade out and like, you know, just be under the first
yeah.
couple of sentences. But man, like, I fell into a Triforce mailbag. I love that. I love that vibe of I fell into, you know?
I yeah. fell it's into like... the Triforce mailbag. You almost want it to go on, but instead yeah. they just play the slide guitar.
Well, it's like, what's the next line, though, after you've fallen into something?
I have a
like...
tiny penis, something like that.
No, I mean, in the story, and I was drowning in the shit. Like, what's the next sort of situation?
I genuinely don't know.
Failed around to try to find a ladder.
Thank you to Jack. Isaac, Aled, House of Hewitt, Frederick.
God. They're all
Blizzard,
so good.
Traven, thank you guys.
I hope we
Brilliant.
Didn't talk over any of the funniest bits, but Aled, oh my god, the one where it starts with dunk 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 mailbag.
Yes.
That's got me so good. There's some such good ones here.
I know.
We can't choose.
I know.
We're spoiled for choice.
I just think if instead of having a specific jingle, every week I'll pick a few real good ones, if we've got any, and I'll chuck those in for the
mailbag
intro.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so how about we just put the best 10, we give them to Tom, and they just we rotate them.
Sure. Yeah.
I think
sure.
I think we need to pick a jingle though. That we need to pick an iconic jingle that people will remember forever, you know.
I don't know, because what if another iconic jingle comes along? People are going to keep sending these in.
Also, we got to move with the time, Sip.
Yeah,
yeah, got to be updated. I don't think we need a specific.
We got to update our jingle every week. We won't have any consistency then.
We never have anyway.
I mean, the rest of the Highbrow podcast will be consistent, of course. But
of course,
I'm thinking of like the branding and the jingle. You know, you want some consistency. You want people.
It's
a safe place for people to come to.
What fits us most, right?
Chaos.
It's not modern.
Chaos.
It's like old. It's chat about old stuff usually.
Yeah.
You know, we're older now, and so. A 90s disco track or like a 90s rap track actually aren't too far away from what we like. I just like the weird shit.
Yeah,
I
me
like
too.
I don't like the country music too much.
I like the weird country shit too. Like, give it all to me. Most of it is hilarious. It's so, and impressive too. I know people don't like AI generated stuff or whatever, but it's
funny.
It is funny and it's impressive funny. At times.
Yeah.
Oh, it's again, we can't talk about the AI terrifying world. Let's talk about Drake and Kendrick. Right. Have you followed any of this?
No,
not really. No.
Not really.
I mean, I know bits and pieces about it. Basically, they're both calling each other pedophiles and bad parents, and
we would have called this
stuff, right?
Bants back in the day, but apparently now this is beef. So what explain it to us, Lulu.
Well, I mean, I don't really know this back the background of like diss track sips. I mean, it was a thing in the 90s as well.
It's always
like,
been a thing.
I thought it was just a staged
There's not as many famous ones as you'd think. Tupac and Biggie, the big ones were Hit 'Em Up and what was the Biggie one? Who Shot Ya?
Fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
Yeah, Hit 'Em Up came out after Who Shot Ya. Who Shot Ya, I don't know if it was written as a diss to Tupac, but Tupac certainly took it as a diss. Mm. And then wrote Hit 'Em Up, and Hit 'Em Up was quite clearly a big fuck you to B.I.G., which is the whole story is really weird because they were friends, and then they just had a massive falling out.
Isn't that always the way? Former friends fall much harder than anything else.
That is the big the really big one that I can think of. And apart from that, there's been some minor ones, I would say, really minor ones, like Ghostface had a beef with Action Bronson. He also had a beef with Shkreli, you know, the pharmaceutical guy that bought the Wu-Tang album.
Oh,
they
God,
only
yeah.
made one copy of it. He had a big beef with him. It was quite public.
I know Nicki Minaj has said a lot of shit in her music, and I think maybe even Megan Thee Stallion has said a few things, and I'm sure she's put that into her music as well. So Nicki, for sure.
If you want to hear, in my opinion, as far as diss tracks go, and again, I'm old and I've listened to older stuff, but to me, the all time greatest diss track is by Nas. It's a song called Ether, and it's about his beef with Jay-Z, and he murders him. Like, it's unbelievable, and apparently the version of Ether that is available, that was on the album Stillmatic, is the tame version. There was like a harder version than that one. But the tame version is just like, I think Jay-Z never spoke again after. Like, he's just like, you know, he's him himself. Jay-Z's quite lyrically gifted or whatever, and had a few diss tracks against Nas at the time. But this just completely shut it down. Like, this was
I mean, the first lyric is "fuck Jay-Z." So
yeah, it's sampled. It's like "fuck Jay-Z." It's like it's a sampled bit. But
I've got a Wikipedia version. Throughout the song, Nas questions the veracity of Jay-Z's drug lord persona and argues that he was never involved in crime. Instead, he describes Jay-Z as a sycophantic copycat who attempted to latch onto a string of mentors. Nas asserts that JD is a weaker rapper than his contemporaries, challenging his claims to have surpassed B.I.G. and alleging that Eminem murdered Jay-Z on their collaboration, Renegade. The lyrics go on to criticize Jay-Z's appearance and speculates that his misogynistic lyrics stem from resentment against women who once called him ugly. He is mocked for his appearance. Elsewhere in the song, Nas questions his originality, accusing him of rehashing B.I.G.'s lyrics and claiming that Jay-Z's album was imitating the title of Boogie Down Productions' 1989 album, Ghetto Music, the blueprint of hip-hop. Several lines in the song also feature homophobic insults.
Very much
Nas
so,
refers
yeah.
to Jay-Z as Gay-Z.
Yes. a notable lyrics around that stuff is Rockefeller, which is Jay-Z's production company. Rockefeller died of AIDS. That was the end of his chapter. And that's the guy y'all chose to name your company after. Put it together.
God.
I rock hoes. Y'all rock fellas.
My goodness.
Okay, it was
and now
a
y'all
time.
Try to take my spot,
it was a
fellas.
Different time.
Yeah, it was
so
a different time, yeah.
If you want an example of Lewis reading those lyrics, reminded me of an old YouTube video called Freestyle Rap Battle Translated. And if you
yes, I remember
you
this,
remember
yeah.
this one. This is it begins with like, and good day to you, sir. And it's like a old-timey translation of Hydrogen versus Boost, but they translated it for white people is the gist of the video. Right. So if you Google freestyle rap battle translated, it's a very, very funny video, and it slays me every single time. It's such a funny bit. But anyway,
I'd like for you to go and masturbate forthwith and without explanation. Yeah. That kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah, so good. Yeah.
So coming back to diss tracks, I haven't really followed the Drake Kendrick stuff, because I can't say that I'm a huge fan of either, honestly. I've never listened to any of his music, and Kendrick a little bit, but not much. I know
I'm a big Kendrick
people
fan.
Fucking rate him like to the moon and back. I get it, but I've just never really taken the time or had the inclination.
Kendrick is amazing. He's a brilliant lyricist. He's got great flow.
Yeah.
And I love his songs. His albums are excellent. I think he's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Drake is like pop music to me.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I don't mind it. It doesn't offend me. I don't understand why people lose their shit about it. I don't think there's ever been a line in a Drake song that has moved me.
No.
And a lot of Kendrick songs I listen to, the lyrics themselves are enough. And then it's also got, you know, the sick beat and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, big Kendrick fan.
Yeah.
I'm team Kendrick. KL all the way. Fuck Drake. But Drake is Canadian, which means as a half Canadian, I'm fond of him, but I also think he's probably a bell end.
I'm a full Canadian, and I probably think he's a bell end as well.
There you go. So he's not.
There's quite a lot happening.
Is there a lot to unpack?
As we speak. Yes.
Right. Because somebody died, right? One of his security guards, one of Drake's security guards got shot outside his mansion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it doesn't go that far. Can we stop with all that? Is that okay? Can the guys chill? Can they chill? I don't think they
exactly.
Can chill.
It does feel like it's
escalating.
It's just amazing that this kind of shit happens, right? I always thought it was kind of that these guys were multimillionaires who were clearly doing this just because it was funny, like wrestling. I always thought it's kind of fake and kind of done on purpose to drum, like, you know, when two boxers, like a boxing match before they start, you know, they put them together and make it on purpose. But it doesn't feel like it is. It feels like it's real, because they are literally just calling each other like a wife beater and a pedophile and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like really, really loudly. You know, and some of the lines are so good.
Yeah.
So funny. I got a son to raise, but
I think that's why people love a beef and diss tracks and stuff, because there is some very interesting wit and retorts that come back. You know, people
it's
love
just interesting,
the,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when it's two guys at the top of their game.
Yeah. It's a bit like, you know, I hope it's not all super serious. I know some of it probably is, but I hope it's not completely, you know, like one or both of them is going to die as a result, sort of thing.
Oh,
serious.
Please, none of that. I think we're past all that.
But you know, as long as there is some beef going, it is kind of entertaining, right? Like,
subtle, right? But then it's like, okay, so Drake on 3rd of May, so this is only 7 days ago as recording this, Drake made a track that alleged that one of Lamar's children was biologically from a different person, Dave Free, Lamar's friend and co-founder, claimed that Lamar is a domestic abuser and unfaithful in his relationship with his fiance. 20 minutes later, Lamar released a diss track speaking directly to members of Drake's family, telling his son Adonis that he is sorry that his father is Drake. He alleges that Drake is hiding a second child, that he's sexually attracted to minors, that he's running a sex trafficking ring out of his mansion.
Right.
He predicts that Drake's mansion is about to get raided too, referring to the recent raids on Sean Combs' mansion as part of an unrelated investigation. Oh my God.
Do you know what's funny is I like it when the rappers step into the beef rather than... do you remember when it used to, like, Puff Daddy became P. Diddy because he didn't want the heat? Like, he was like, he stepped out of it. He said, I'm not Puff Daddy anymore. I'm P. Diddy. Like, don't mind me. I'm Small Fry. You don't need to shoot me.
Big beef with the Lox. Have you ever heard the Lox? They did, they kind of started, they came up in like the early 2000s. They did the rap bit on Jenny from the Block and a couple of other big hits. They did some stuff with Mariah Carey or whatever. But they're pretty hardcore, and they beefed with him. They were signed
like,
to...
If those kind of guys are coming after you, like, you know what? I'm out of this beef. You guys win, because you're the kind of crazy guys who will shoot a guy.
They
like,
signed to Bad Boy, but... and then I think P. Diddy kind of gave them the... Let's get you all glitzed up and bling you out and everything. And they were like, no. And then they went and signed to with Rough Riders instead of DMX.
Do we want to read an actual email, by the way?
Yes. Okay. Sorry. I mean, I've just been fascinated by this whole thing. I guess I just don't understand it. I need to watch a documentary about this in
a year's
time.
Well, let's research it and we'll come back in a later episode.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
This is from Sam. This is a quick one. Just wanted to let Sips know that he has a special spot in Microsoft Teams.
Nice.
While at work today, I was chatting with a colleague who sits a few desks down from me, hence the use of Microsoft Teams, about his nut allergy. I clicked on the GIF icon and typed nut in the search bar, only to be surprised when greeted by a GIF of Sips moaning, hovering over the GIF. The title read nutbust.gif.
Nice.
Okay.
So there you go.
I've done it. I've
made
Microsoft
it. You are in Microsoft Teams.
Nutbust.gif.
Yeah.
.gif, as I would like to say.
.gif.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was interesting. I don't know if that was added
That's
by a user.
That's
got to
be a difficult
or...
one to Google.
We need an AI-generated version of Tina Turner's nutbust.
Nutbust Giphy.
Giphy limits, or something
nutbust
like that.
Giphy limits.
Microsoft Teams. Okay.
Yeah.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche rote Tafeläpfel aus Deutschland. 2 Kilo für nur 1,79 Euro. Oder Mini-Roma-Rispentomaten. 300 Gramm für nur 1,11 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Today's sponsor is Kato's Coffee.
Wow.
Cheers to good coffee and good vibes. You can elevate your mornings with Kato's Coffee.
I need to elevate my mornings with coffee. Where can I buy this?
Well, it's at katoscoffee.com, spelt with K.
Is the coffee spelt with K as well?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Named after the owner's dog. It is premium coffee made by a small company, roasted to order, ensuring you get the freshest cup possible. It's expertly roasted for a smooth, flavorful experience every time. And each purchase supports animal welfare and eco-friendly practices. It's your morning cup contributes to positive change for pets and the environment. Coffee isn't your thing. They also have delicious teas. There's a line of merchandise where you can find something for you and your furry friend.
Wow.
That sounds amazing. Woof, woof.
Great stuff. Thank you. So yeah, you can visit www.katoscoffee.com, that's spelled KatosKoffee, and use code TRIFORCE to get 5% off your entire order.
Oh.
You can find something to suit your taste today. On with the show.
On with the show.
On with the show. All right, so here you go. This is an email, a very long-time listener from Canada. So I've looked it up. The Canadian government, the federal government, has programs where they provide substantial government grants to local media companies, such as radio stations, movie production, TV shows, news networks, museums, etc. And the funding encourages Canadian content to be more sort of profoundly viewed locally and internationally.
Right.
So there's a loophole which the government is paying porn producers to make content. I say porn, but it's not. I looked it up. So it's called Naked News.
Right.
And it's. I looked it up. It is there. Let me see if I have a link to a YouTube video of it. It is, yep, here we go. It's Naked News. I'll pop it in here.
Okay,
so if you click that,
you
see those two beautiful ladies there. If you open that up and press play, this is Naked News TV episode 57 from 2007.
Oh my God, I know those girls.
You fast forward a little bit, and they just take their clobber off and read the news. It's
fantastic.
They're
my old neighbors. I can't believe it.
Go to 2 minutes in.
Okay.
2 minutes. Oh my God.
Yep, two really, really lovely naked ladies right there.
Now, this is obviously happening. Isn't it weird?
This has been a thing on telly though lately as well. Like, it's like there's been all these TV shows where everyone's naked, right? It was a little bit of a thing. Like, remember Keith Chegwin did a thing naked back in the day?
Yeah. Don't they still do this in Spain or something?
Naked,
like,
Jungle.
They do the weather report, but it's like a woman who just slowly gets undressed or something. I seem to remember this.
But I mean, having said that, if your programming is of such poor quality that you need nudity to retain my attention, maybe put some more work into your content production and your creativity.
Maybe,
but
that's
in the
how
meantime, that's, continue.
I gotta start putting some nudity in my stream. And,
yeah, we should
my
do
YouTube
that.
Content as well.
I get all my news from a naked news source.
Yeah,
nice.
That's the only. That's the only.
That's the
way
only news I trust. Feel like you got nothing to hide when you're not wearing any clothes.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how you'll take this one, Lulu, but this is from Matt from Ohio. I know this could possibly be sensitive or viewed by some as offensive, so brace yourselves. But it is genuinely how my young and dumb self felt at the time. As a young person, this is about 13 years old, living in a very rural part of the USA, my first exposure to the British accent was Lewis and Simon playing Minecraft.
Right.
Yeah.
At the time, I somehow thought that they talked that way because they were gay.
Okay.
I remember thinking, hey, these gay guys seem cool and like Minecraft. Maybe gay people are okay. It's super embarrassing, but this was genuinely how my young self interpreted this. I'm not a crazy right-wing nut, but I cannot pretend that this wasn't my experience the first time hearing a British accent. I think that's interesting because I guess if you're only used to hip, dapper, dipper kind of accents and suddenly you've got, oh, hello, we're here playing Minecraft. It may seem a little effeminate, I guess.
Yeah.
And if you're growing up in a place where, don't speak like that, boy, you sound like one of them queers, then fair enough. I think that's interesting. What are the cultural effects of the Minecraft series that Simon and Lewis did? Was it your first exposure to something other than, you know, redneck accents? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. That is fascinating. I think I can absolutely exactly see where you, that's just right, P-Flex, isn't it? Like, I don't think it's such a thing nowadays. It is sometimes, but some of my gay friends don't sound like they're gay at all, but a couple of them do like to put on the affected accent a little bit.
Do you guys have a preference? Like, if you're watching a YouTube video, say, do you prefer to hear a British accent or an American accent, or do you not care?
It depends on the accent.
Yeah.
I mean, when people say a British accent, what are we talking here? Scouse?
I don't know.
Are we talking Scottish?
I imagine.
Well, here's
Welsh?
The thing.
Could be. Yeah.
This is Norwich, it. Okay. You know.
If you watch, go back to Naked News. If you watch like British porn, it's always very northerny, Britishy sounding people, right?
Oh, stick it up me bum. That's right.
Exactly. It really is.
Yeah.
It's the same with like, I imagine the same with any other thing. Like, if you wanted to watch, if you wanted to have someone to do a Welsh accent, they're not going to just do a really gentle one from Cardiff, right? They're going to do like a really exaggerated Valleys accent.
Right. When Dav is hanging out with Welsh people and is drunk, he gets more Welsh, I would
yes,
say. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's interesting. I know that for some people, hearing a British accent in porn is a massive turnoff. I mean, especially certain regional accents. There's nothing sexy, no offense. There's nothing sexy about the Brummie accent. There just isn't. Like, it's just, it takes me out of the moment completely.
It just softens you up real
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my God. All right, so moving on.
I love that if you want to last longer in bed, you ask your wife to speak Brummie to you.
Can you put on a Brummie accent, love?
Speak Brummie to me, darling, for a bit.
All right, so let's raise the standard of the podcast here a little bit. All right, this is state trivia about the US. All right, US state trivia. So we're raising the bar a little bit here.
Yes.
What is New York's state bird? A, the cardinal. B, the blue jay. C, the blue bird. Or D, the robin?
It's got to be a bluebird.
That is correct. It is the bluebird.
Yeah.
What is New York's state mammal? The beaver, the fox, the squirrel, or the cottontail rabbit?
It's got to be the cottontail rabbit.
It is the beaver.
Oh, sorry.
What
is New York's state tree? White oak, red maple, poplar, or sugar maple?
I think it's red maple. God.
It's the sugar maple.
Oh,
what is New York's state insect? The praying mantis,
it's gotta be
the ladybug, the carpenter, ant, or the honeybee?
Fuck off.
I think it's a mosquito.
It is the ladybug.
Oh my god!
So these are all sounding very Canadian, by the way.
What is
the sugar maple?
It's a northern state.
It's a northern state.
Also,
it's on the border.
New York State is not on the border.
But it's not. I mean, it's you know, you've got a couple of states in between.
It's on the border with you.
It does border with Canada.
No, at one point,
yeah, of course it does. You can cross right into.
I thought you had to go up into Vermont.
No, you can. It does. I'm pretty sure it does. I mean,
New York State. Oh, there you go. I think you can cross at
Cornwall, Ontario, and get into Upper New York State.
So there is, yeah, you can look at that.
Like
we
Watertown,
went via Vermont.
Messina.
Why did
Syracuse.
We go via Vermont then? Like maybe it's easier from New York.
It's a big state.
If you go straight north from New York on the 87, which is probably much easier, you go through Albany, you come up into Vermont.
The Adirondacks.
Cross there and go into Ottawa. So yeah, I didn't realize it actually bordered it. I thought Vermont was in the way, but that's fair enough.
Yeah,
New York State is big.
Upper New York State accents are fucking weird too, man.
Yeah, and it's
you got like Rochester and shit up there.
It's very
too.
Rural. It's not like New York City.
You know how Data in Star Trek The Next Generation.
I know very much about Data. What do you mean?
His accent is like a very specific one from an American sort of area, and as a result he kind of makes him sound like an alien or something, or like a, you know, like a
robotic
robot.
Fraser kind of, Crane. Yeah,
and I think that's a common reason that you see sometimes specific regional accents being used for villains or posh people. You know, it does sort of have a certain,
I think,
connotation.
I think the
minds,
the American accent has evolved a lot, I would even say, in the last like 30 years, right? Like if you look at personalities and entertainers, even like in the 50s and 60s, the way they spoke and their accents were very different, except for the really southern states, like you know, like the Pyrian likes to do the accents for, like the.
It does sound like that southern.
Those haven't
haven't
super changed, I would say, but I.
Well, exactly. It's associated with like old fashionedness and old time.
It's just
associated
the influence
with, like,
of Hollywood and the California accent. I think has been huge,
big time. Yeah, because I mean, even in Britain now, you hear a lot of like
my
California
like
accent. Yeah.
Same. They all bruh say
and dude and everything.
Yeah,
like,
all of that.
Oh, for sure.
And they're like, oh my god, like, it was like, oh my god, like,
yeah,
like is every
saying
other word.
Like
yeah.
Every second word. Like, I'm guilty of it too. I used to all the time.
Oh,
I try not
too.
To
oh.
now, but it's
oh.
it's hard.
Listening back to myself is so hard.
Yeah.
Because exactly, I'm like, oh my goodness, I just speak, I and and.
But you're
say
replacing
like
ums
times.
And ahs with like for the most part.
Yeah.
If you listen back to older footage and stuff, it's very much a filler
I think
word.
That there is a thing with that though as well, like the country accent that we have here is sort of associated with perhaps a bit more simple, like sometimes, you know, a farmer accent is oh god you wouldn't want a farmer, you know, piloting your plane, because you know that's they're
folks,
common.
We're gonna experience a little bit of turbulence here coming up, so you might want to hold on to your asses. But don't worry, we're going to sit her down in this field right here. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it is a shame, but I think that's just, it's just sort of happened, hasn't it? You know, we make these judgments based off these things, partly because we've been, Hollywood has taught us that, but it leans into that as well, right, Hollywood? You know, it knows what sad music is and it'll play sad music. And make you feel sad.
Yeah,
it all kind of.
Well, I mean, you know what's funny when it comes to accents. If you want to know what people think of accents, talk to advertisers, because there are certain accents they don't use.
Yeah.
To advertise certain products, I'm sure we've spoken about this before. Actually, that for example, the Scouse accent is seen as the least trustworthy accent.
So really,
if you're advertising car insurance, you don't use a Scouse accent. You'd use something more trustworthy. And the trustworthy. And by the way, this is not me having a.
You get Joanna Lumley in to do it for you.
Exactly. Or you get someone. The most trusted accent is the Yorkshire accent. Like, that's why Sean Bean is on all these fucking commercials. Or that.
Well, he's Sheffield, though, isn't he? He's Sheffield.
That's in Yorkshire.
Oh. I thought that was slightly different.
No, I think Sheffield is in Yorkshire. Okay, I will check that for you. Sheffield.
South Yorkshire.
Is in South Yorkshire.
So what you're saying is we should get that porn actress who wants to take it up the bum.
Yeah, oh, give it to me up me fucking ass, just like that. Spunk on
instead,
me tits.
Instead, she should do the accident. She should do the accident insurance, like, efforts.
Yeah, but not a Brummy. Looking for car insurance, are you, mate? If you got any trouble, call Churchill. You're bloody brilliant. That's no good. Are you looking for car insurance, is it? Yeah, we'll take care of that for you. You know, it's like untrustworthy.
Yeah,
and you
I
get
see.
Sean Bean saying, if you're looking for car insurance, you could do a lot worse than these lads. They're sound. You know, so, oh, I trust him. Or someone like Olivia Colman just being all, you know, all clipped and fancy. People love that shit.
Yeah,
so they wrap it up. All right, this is from Andrew. Hi. About 7 years ago, me and my football team went for a night out in Newcastle for our end of season do. We went to a player's bar to watch the football and have a few drinks. For those who don't know, Players Bar has scantily dressed women serving the drinks. I decided to wear the tightest pair of skinny jeans, so tight they may as well have been painted on. I was young, we all make bad choices.
Right.
I went to go to the toilet, and as I went to zip up my fly, I found that the zip had broken and would not come back together. In my panic, I went back down next to the bar where my friends were standing and tried to put it back together somehow. As it was dimly lit, one of my mates got his phone torch out so I could see what I was doing. After about a minute of trying to piece it back together, a bouncer comes over and asks if I'm wanking off in the pub to the barmaids and if my mate was filming it. I explained the situation to him. I said I obviously wouldn't be having a wank in the pub and showed him my burst zipper, but he didn't care and chucked us all out anyway. Morals of the story, don't wear skinny jeans and bouncers are pricks. Indeed.
Oh, what a place to arrive at, right? Like...
It
couldn't be the simple explanation. It has to be the weird, twisted idea in my mind that somebody is publicly jacking off and his friend
and
is filming
his
it.
Is filming
yes, because you know that's what tons of people do when they're on a night out. You know, just say, "Hey, I'm just gonna whip it out and start jacking off in public. Get your camera, start
boys.
Rolling. Okay, 3, 2, 1, mark. I'm jacking. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, you never know what that bounce has seen.
True.
All right.
True.
This is an interesting one. This is a longer email, but this is a good one from Jude, I think. I was recently traveled for 6 weeks in Japan, and I thought this awkward scrape of mine might be something you'd enjoy. I was a few days into my trip, culture shocked as hell, and was embarking on my first big train journey north out of Tokyo when I realized I'd organized things very poorly and my hotel for the night was so remote it would take 23 hours to reach by public transport. As a result, I decided to rebook myself into a different hotel in the nearest city of Maebashi, sort of equivalent to the Middlesbrough of Japan.
Sure.
I picked the hotel with the best discount on booking.com. When I arrived at my new hotel, however, I immediately knew something was a bit off as the entrance was outlined by neon pink LED strips and, upon stepping into the reception, I was greeted by a dimly lit room with a screen on a plinth in the middle. The screen displayed a list of scantily clad women and the reception desk was completely hidden by a big pane of blackout glass. There wasn't a staff member in sight. I waited around for a good 20 minutes until finally a hidden door/wall panel opened and a flustered looking Japanese receptionist came out. She didn't speak any English, but through Google Translate and my limited Japanese, she confirmed all my fears. This was a love hotel.
Right, yes.
If you aren't aware, love hotels are a phenomenon in Japan whereby Japanese couples will book the evening to stay in a room, have sex, and then leave the same night. You don't generally book into a love hotel on your own for 6 nights in a row, hence the receptionist was rather confused. She did, however, agree to get a room ready for me, and before I knew it, I was checking into a room full of sex toys that smelt so thickly it made my eyes water. Every cupboard in the room was packed with dildos of all shapes and sizes.
Oh,
and for those
God.
Who weren't yet satisfied, there was a menu of weird and wacky contraptions you could order from. I was pretty overwhelmed by the whole thing, but decided I'd rebook somewhere else tomorrow, just go out and have dinner for now. I went to open the door to my room, but to my surprise, it was locked. The room had a strange kind of airlock system with two doors and a payment terminal in the middle. To open the second door, I would have to pay about 40,000 yen in cash, about £200, money I didn't have. I was now trapped in a Japanese love hotel. After about 2 hours, I managed to get through to the same receptionist from earlier by DMing her on the booking.com app. She came upstairs and essentially broke my machine for me using a screwdriver, so it read 10 yen instead of 40,000, and I was then able to escape. To her credit, the receptionist lady was extremely kind, and she booked me a place at a local restaurant to make sure I was able to get some tea. The next morning, she refunded me 5 out of the 6 nights and sent me on my way with a packet of tissues, which I'm guessing she gave me as she caught me crying the previous night when I thought I was locked in. Anyway, all in all, Japan was such an amazing country. It certainly had its problems, but I've never come back from a holiday missing a country so much.
So there you go.
Oh, man.
Holy
what a
crap.
Story.
It's a great story. Thank
That's
you,
That's a great story. Holy shit.
I love that. Oh my God. I didn't know where that was going, but I like the being trapped in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And I also love the way the receptionist hacked it by changing the price.
Yeah.
So it's not like she had to like break it or, you know, do anything.
So good.
Just bring the price down to
1p. But
you
know what I also love is that this receptionist obviously realized, oh, they've made a big mistake. Like, absolutely understood what had happened. And fair play, help this person out of this situation rather than cross their arms and be like, no, you got to pay. They're like, oh, yes, I understand completely what's happened. You've made a big mistake. It's a cultural difference. You didn't understand and help them out. Fair play. Fair play to that love hotel receptionist.
Oh, good
what a
life.
God.
What a
man,
life.
Oh man.
That's
all right,
awesome.
Mailbaggers, I gotta go. Sorry, I have a very important meeting I need to attend, and
okay.
I must depart. So,
well, look, me and Lulu can carry on for another 15. Otherwise, it's only a 40-minute podcast. How about we just do another 15? I'll just read some emails.
Do you guys want to do some emails without me?
We can't do it without Sips. Let's just we'll do it next week. All
right.
We'll just do a short one. Sorry, everyone.
I'm sorry.
You know, we're busy men.
I mean, we're missing out on emails like. I can't burp and train driver fired mid-journey. We'll have to save
those next time. We'll do those next time for sure. Stay
okay.
tuned, everyone.
All
thank
right.
you for putting
See
up
you
with
soon.
Us. We've got busy lives. We love you.
Keep those mouths coming.
You.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.